To School Through the Fields, written and read by Alice Taylor.
Lishnish Yoga was the nest from which we learned to fly. An ivy-clad farmhouse surrounded by trees, it stood on the sunny side of a sloping hill, at the foot of which the Dargle River curved its way through gold forest inches to disappear under a stone bridge into the woods beyond. In the summers, we swam in the river and caught minnows with jampots. On Sunday evenings, my father fished in it, bringing home each time a bag of trout. In winter, salmon came up to this quiet black water to spawn. And of course, there was a certain amount of poaching, to which my father strongly objected. Once, when a generous neighbour gave us a present of a port salmon, he lined us all up around the kitchen table and proceeded to open up the fish. As the eggs poured out, he explained about the huge loss of fish life due to the poaching of this one salmon. In my father's world, nature possessed a balance, and man had no right to upset that balance to satisfy his own greed. Killing this fish was going against the laws of nature. The river showed us the two different faces of nature. In summer, it was our friend, but in winter, it burst into brown torrents of anger that overflowed its banks and swept down our valley with a menacing roar. From the river valley, the land rose and stretched away into rolling countryside, climbing into misty mountains at the horizon. This was farming country, where the farmers and nature changed the face of the landscape with the seasons. Our parents were a blend of opposites. My mother was kind and gentle with a far-seeing wisdom, and she expected only the best from her fellow human beings. My father was a man with a high level of intelligence and a low threshold of tolerance. Patience was not one of his virtues. He loved trees, birds, and all his farm animals. Nature he appreciated to the full, but he viewed his fellow human beings with a jaundiced eye and never expected too much from them. With seven children in the family, we were reared free as birds, growing up in a world of simplicity, untouched by outside influences. Our farm was our world, and nature as an educator gave free rein to our imaginations. Unconsciously, we absorbed the natural order of things and observed the facts of life unfolding daily before our eyes. We were free to be children and to grow up at our own pace in a quiet place close to the earth.